Everybody is useful somehow. Well, except farmers. The Master. You have to speak to him.
Angela was soaking in the bath. A new luxury in their Barker home, the house in Pebbleton, though pretty, had only had a shower. She was barely visible under a thick, strangely scented layer of pink foam.
I don't like this stuff, darling.
Sorry, I know it's pretty foul, but my curiosity was aroused. It's Farah Clara's sweet beetroot pampering foam.
Why is beetroot suddenly everywhere, Ange?
I imagine there's some deeply secret cell of the National Farmers Union whose job is to surreptitiously promote unlikely vegetables, replied Angela, who was a deft cook. I mean, look at rhubarb. A few years back, after decades of relative obscurity, it was suddenly all over the bloody place, remember? The TV chefs began to drape it over sea bream, oxtails, you name it. Rhubarb soufflés, rhubarb jam. Then there was kale. Horrid stuff. Nobody had noticed it since the 13th century, but suddenly it was everywhere. No dinner party was complete without a stinking bowl of kale. You could buy kale crisps. Now it's the humble beetroot that's leapt onto the stage, cavorting around in the most inappropriate way. I can't believe this is all down to the hidden hand of the market. Somebody must be pulling the vegetable strings and making them dance. You should get some of your clever civil servants to investigate.
There was a long, vegetable-scented silence.
But as I say, you really need to speak to him. To Petrie. This confected war between the two of you is getting out of hand.
Caro sighed and reached for a towel.
Stand up and I'll give you a dry-off.
Carrots, that's another one.
Not really, dear. I don't mean ordinary carrots. I mean silly carrots, yellow carrots, white carrots, purple carrots, and green tomatoes. Lift your arms up.
You're avoiding the subject.
No, I'm not.
Caroline began to vigorously towel Angela from her small schoolgirl's breasts down to her rather large stomach and the thighs and buttocks that would have struck Peter Paul Rubens dumb with admiration. She'd put on a lot of weight in the last couple of years.
I just don't like the man. He's coarse and he's angry. I can't see him getting much further up the government, never mind to the top of it. I don't see why I should go cap in hand to him.
Ooh, keep rubbing. Just there. Oh, that's lovely.
A few years earlier, this would have been an erotic conversation. This evening, however, Angela's bad back was uppermost in her mind. Caroline drove her thumbs through the towel into her girlfriend's lower vertebrae. Angela was still gorgeous, freckled and soft. But on the other hand, she did smell strongly and unmistakably of beetroot. Immorality. Remember what I...